Well, for the night owls or somebody that wants to set your alarm for 104 a.m., you'll get to see a blue moon tonight. A blue moon is a third full moon in a season containing four full moons. Most seasons just have three full moons. Now, what a season is, I have not been able to find, and I haven't heard back from Dr. Sky, but that's according to an AP article out this week. So we got a blue moon tonight.
One downside to this monsoon season was you were unable to observe the meteor shower, which they say was spectacular if you could get above the rain clouds to see it.
Well, and I was going to say, the blue moon should look great because of how cleared out the monsoon.
It's cleared out now.
Our air and the settled the dust. It should be great viewing if you don't have a cloud cover.
All right. Let's put a little bow on today's program, and let's talk about what our takeaways are from our three-hour program. What's your takeaway there, bud? Gary?
Mine is simply water is infinitely recyclable.
It is infinitely recyclable.
What Romy had said.
Yes.
And thinking outside the box, I learned a lot today.
Okay.
And we covered a fraction of the material we had put together for today's broadcast as well. So we'll just continue to add that to our article and our website, and we're putting one central article together with all the different links to all the different interviews. I mean, we've got interviews back with Rita McGuire from 2015.
Yeah, that was
with
fun.
Sarah Porter and Stephanie Smallhouse from 2018. And the recent ones we've had with the Farm Bureau. So we're putting one big article together with all the different links to all the different article. And I guess I would just say the biggest takeaway is don't, just be leery. Any kind of Chicken Little sky is falling report about the situation we're in. I'm not saying it's good. A tier one shortage is not good, but somebody hitting the panic button is
panic does sell papers.
Oh my gosh,
Miss Jennifer, your takeaways for this show.
Well, I am really loving the new aging in place topic, and I get phone calls and emails every week. I've had several people call and ask what the thing I talked about was, and that was the super pole that goes floor to ceiling for stability and balance. So if you were one of the ladies wondering about that, or gentlemen, super pole.
And you know, I'm going to get one of those because they're easy to install and they still have a tub shower. And there are times when I have a non-slick surface in the tub, no problem. But after a run and my feet are not completely clean and all that, I have came close to slipping. And you don't want to do that in a tub.
The statistics about falling and the damage they can do and the percentage of falls that occur in the bathroom are absolutely overwhelming. So take the preventative action of getting your bathroom safe before you start losing your flexibility, before you start losing some of your eyesight, before you start losing some of your balance. Do it now. It is one of the more popular projects we're currently involved in at Rosie Wright Remodeling throughout the whole valley.
And heads up, if anybody is just dying to learn more about water or sit in, it's on our website. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, the events page. This week, it's the Arizona Water Law Conference, August 26th, 27th. Two-day event, Doubletree, Paradise Valley, in Scottsdale. And you can get the sign-up details there. I'm going to be attending. We'll have the content from that will be part of our final water broadcast for next Saturday, August 28th. And then August 24th, don't trash glass and learn about, you're talking about water being infinitely recyclable. Well, so is glass. So it's a great way to convert our plastic use bottles to glass. That is both those events you can find at Arizona at rosieonthehouse.com.
And if you've taken a picture of the monsoon in action this year, you now have to get that to us at rosieonthehouse.com. The best picture of this year's monsoon will win four great seats to an upcoming Diamondback game with the parking pass. Folks, I hope we've earned our keep the last 3 hours by giving you the information you need. We're doing all we can to become and stay every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And you know what? That's a big job with 7 million of y'all.